This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel launched more airstrikes into Gaza on Sunday with bursts of gunfire heard in the distance, as video film from Israel showed. Israel was expected to launch a ground assault in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip after telling Palestinians living in the densely populated territory on Friday to flee south towards a closed border with Egypt. Hamas's leader said Palestinians would remain in our land, even as 1 million Gaza residents were reported to have fled their homes since Israel began its bombardment. Medics in overcrowded hospitals in Gaza are fearing for their patients' lives ahead of Israel's planned offensive, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In the face of a looming ground offensive by Israel, evacuations of medical facilities in Gaza are proving impossible, as many, especially those in intensive care, simply cannot leave. Hospitals in northern Gaza are overcrowded with people seeking treatment or safety, and shortages of water and food, medical supplies and fuel for generators are posing massive challenges to the doctors trying to keep patients, many of them children, alive. Without a safe passage to the south, hundreds continue to come to this and other hospitals. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
More than 1 million people have been displaced in the Gaza Strip in the last week, the UN said Sunday. Israel declared war on the Islamist group last Sunday, a day after waves of fighters broke through the heavily fortified border and shot, stabbed, and burned to death more than 1,400 people, most of them civilians. 7 days of relentless bombing targeting those who masterminded the attack have flattened neighborhoods and left at least 2,670 people dead in the Gaza Strip.